Chapter 3. One of Us. Who is this geek and why is he famous? The year is 2004. The nicest thing anyone has to say about Microsoft is that they're the Borg. A Star Trek reference, in case you're not one of us. At this very same time, Robert Scoble is wandering around the halls of Microsoft causing all kinds of havoc, and he's blogging. Not just blogging, but publicly talking smack about Microsoft, his own company, online. This makes Scoble one of the very first, if not the first, trust agents ever on the World Wide Web. Scoble wasn't just idly throwing rocks at his employers. He was blogging about serious issues Microsoft and its end users were experiencing. Scoble wrote that the Internet Explorer web browser wasn't nearly as good as Firefox, its upstart competitor. He was right, but that didn't mean that any of us thought he would say it, especially after we saw that he didn't get fired. Imagine this. There's a crowd of people reading his blog, all these tech geeks, business types, and Microsoft enthusiasts, and they all read Scoble's post. There were others, but this one stuck. What came next was this. People began eating up everything he said. If his very next blog post had praised Notepad as the best app ever, his readers probably would have said, "You're so right." People came to trust him. Scoble was on our side. He had proven that he was one of us. Scoble says, "The principle behind what I learned came out of when I helped run a variety of retail stores in the 1980s in Silicon Valley. If I told a customer that a competitor had a better selection, they often came back and said, 'Can you get me the lens anyway? Because I like you better.' Also, people who share their knowledge about the marketplace get my business too. I remember when I first visited the J Winery in Sonoma, California, and I asked for help planning out my day. The guy who ran the counter pulled out a map and told me where to go for the best views, the best wines, and so on. I ended up buying wine from many of those places, but also went back and bought a case from them at the end of the day for making my day so awesome. I'm going to do the same thing at Rackspace 2, where I'm helping out with Building 43. www.building43.com. I'll talk about when our competitors do something great there too." Everything he did after that was just as innovative.